You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
I'll tell you what, it's been 7 years coming, baby. I learned one thing since I've been here. You gotta fight for your right to party!
I don't think you can go wrong at any sort of celebration and yell that, right? You know, any microphone, any celebration, any city in America, if you yell, you gotta fight for your right to party, I think the crowd's going to cheer.
I think that's fair.
That was Travis Kelce in Kansas City, of course, as they've been partying. Trey Wingo joins us each and every Tuesday at 4 o'clock. Next week, he's going to join us live in person at the Super Bowl on Wednesday.
Nice.
So we'll be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday Super Bowl week.
He knows that you like to wear a Speedo and nothing else for these shows.
Of course, that's how I first met Trey. Yeah. Right. Trey is brought to you by Brewhouse Legend Snack Nut Mixes. You're cool with the Speedo, right?
You gotta fight for your right. Yeah, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I was thinking about the Chiefs. Am I crazy to say that if Alex Smith was still their quarterback, they would be in the Super Bowl still?
Oh, stop it. Just delete your account.
You this morning, yes. We talked about that earlier in and everything like that.
I get it. I get what he was trying to say. Yes, there are weapons, but then you're denying certain undeniable truths, including the fact that Alex Smith had these weapons. It was 2017, and they lost in the divisional round to Marcus Mariota and the Titans. So just stop that. I mean, I'm here for you to have an opinion, but base it on reality. Base it on things that actually matter. And none of that made any sense.
I told Sylvie Trey that when I heard that statement, I believe it was first made on Monday, and he was like, well, no other team has had these kind of... I mean, I started reciting sitting at my table. At my desk, I was like, well, how about the Cowboys from my era? You had Troy Aikman, who had Alvin Harper, Michael Irvin, Jay Novacek, Emmitt Smith, and Moose Johnson.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good complement of weapons, isn't it?
Can I tell you a great story about those 90s Cowboys just before we get back on track?
Sure.
Mark Schlereth, who used to work for us for years and now does stuff for Fox and calls games for them and has his own radio show in Denver. He was playing with the Washington Redskins in the early 90s, and he was out there watching the Cowboys offense warm up. And you know, left to right, it was Mark Tooney at left tackle, Kevin Gogan at left guard, Mark Stepnowski at right center. Right guard was Nate Newton, and right tackle was Eric Williams. Moose Johnson was the fullback. Emmitt Smith was the running back. Jay Novacek was the tight end. And the wide receivers, as you mentioned, were Michael Irvin and Alvin Harper. And he looked at the guy he was warming up with and said, boys, I do believe we're going to get our ass kicked today. He said, there was not one guy on our offense that could start for their offense. And they lost by like 33 points.
Oh, those days were, I mean, that was like, I think we kickstarted the Cowboys run in 91. I believe.
The
playoff game we lost here.
Soldier Field.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was crazy. It was glorious, wasn't it, on Sunday, watching Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs do what they do with no disrespect meant to the Titans? Okay, a little disrespect meant to the Titans.
Yeah, a little disrespect in the terms of what the viewership,
right.
Because it was pretty clear, you know, like, we all knew it was coming. And look, like, even when they were down twice in the first quarter, in the first half by 10 points, did you ever feel like they were losing that game? I didn't, you know, and my colleague, whom I love, and he's a legend in Chicago, and he's doing wonderful things for us, Mike Greenberg, tweeted out, at what point should we be concerned about the Chiefs? And I couldn't help myself. I had to say, it's like you didn't watch last week when they were down 24-0 and closed on a 51-7 run. And they didn't quite get there this year. They just closed on a 28-7 run. But look, it's just a matter of time. And there's nothing that sums up Mahomes' brilliance to me more than the end of the half. Just to recap for people that may have forgotten and the cavalcade of points that they scored, it was 17-14 with two at the 2-minute warning, and Brett Kern, who's a great punter, kicked it down there, and there was a fair catch at the 14-yard line. So the Chiefs are set up at the 14-yard line with 1:51 to go and two timeouts against the Tennessee Titans defense that had not given up a touchdown in the final 2 minutes of the half in the entire season and postseason. And they went down and scored on that Mahomes run. And just for fun, they didn't even need the two timeouts. They just let him go because he ran into the touchdown with like 11 seconds left. That's what it's like to play Mahomes.
It is.
You can think you're good, but you are not good.
And he's awesome. And like we all watch with envy because of our city and, right. And the connection.
Right.
But like I could not believe how some of the Titans didn't want to hit Pat Mahomes in the open field. Like, has the league scarred defensive players so badly, or was that just bad tackling?
Well, I think some of it was bad tackling. I think Bayard, 31, there was trying to rip the ball out, and we see that a lot sometimes with defenders, and that drives me crazy. I mean, I get it when it works, but if it doesn't work, you're letting the guy go. To me, the best way to do it is they do it like Peanut did, punch it out, not try and rip it out, or be the second guy in, go for the ball, right? The first guy, grab him and make sure that he's not going anywhere. Then the second guy can go for the ball. But you're right. We see so often that the first guy in always goes for the ball, and it drives me crazy.
I don't think that the Chiefs defense got that league memo because they nearly decapitated Ryan Tannehill in that game at one point when he tucked and was running on a third down. Trey, we all talk about Andy Reid in this great Chiefs offense. To me, it looks like Eric Bieniemy has been calling plays for quite some time. Is he getting the respect in his due that he deserves?
No, he isn't. And it is kind of funny that both the coordinators who had a bunch of interviews this head coaching cycle, and Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator for San Francisco, and Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator for Kansas City, didn't get a job, yet their teams are in the Super Bowl. You know, they right. get to do their thing in the Super Bowl. And it's easy, right? To say, oh, well, you know, Andy Reid calls most of the plays, which isn't true, by the way. Eric Bieniemy does call a lot of the plays for Andy Reid now. But it was never a problem when Matt Nagy or Doug Peterson was his offensive coordinator. So why is that a problem now? Why is that a thing now? And for Saleh, you know, he's done just an amazing job on the other side of the ball. I really hope that very, very soon both these guys get the opportunity. Because, you know, fans will say, oh, yeah, that's fine. But they get to coach in the Super Bowl, which is true. But, Tommy, you know, take your average coordinator salary and compare it to your average head coaching salary, and we're talking, what, triple at
yeah,
a minimum?
Oh, easily.
At a minimum?
Easily,
yeah. That's life-changing money. So yeah. While it's great that they're being there on Super Bowl Sunday and a chance to win it all, life-changing money is still .. life-changing money.
Yes, amen to that. And the game, as much as it has advanced on the offensive front, Trey, we still see the value of running the football, and I'm not just focusing on what the 49ers did, but how surprised were you that Bieniemy and Andy Reid and all of the Chiefs' brain trust and offense was so willing to run that football against the Titans on Sunday?
I really thought it was great. Damian Williams was very effective. And yes, Mahomes was still the leading rusher, but the attempts, as you know, it's about the attempts. Right? Because if you, no matter how much yard you're giving, if you keep trying to run the ball, they have to respect the ball. And the shot play to Sammy Watkins over the middle was set up because they kept running the football. So they had to respect it.
Yes.
The safeties had to creep up. And finally, when they got the look they wanted, bang, there it was, and that was the ball game.
Yeah, it was a fantastic game plan all the way around. And then the afternoon game, when we see what San Francisco did to the Green Bay Packers, and I was expecting them to control the line of scrimmage. I wasn't expecting them to gain nearly 200 yards before contact.
Yeah, how about Raheem Mostert, right? Only Eric Dickerson now has more rushing yardage than him in a single-season post-game in NFL history.
Yeah.
We had him on the show this morning.
He was
absolutely fantastic. He was just great. And this is a guy who's been cut 7 times, and he says before every game he looks at the cut dates to remind him of where he was and where he is now. And you know, look, the San Francisco 49ers, I thought, have done a great job of, like, buoying Jimmy Garoppolo's spirits. Right. And, like, Jimmy, you're important. They threw it 8 times, okay? We looked it up. Only 3 other times in NFL history has a team in a playoff game threw it fewer times. Twice in 73, including Super Bowl VIII with the Miami Dolphins, who had the three-headed backfield of Mercury Morris, Jim Kick, and Larry Zonka, and the Lions against the Giants. In 1935.
Wow.
Okay? That's what we're talking about. In fact, we actually went and took it one step further. Remember when Jimmy threw the interception to Eric Kendricks, the Vikings linebacker,
yes,
in the divisional round? That was with 2:49 to play in the first half. That means that for the rest of that game and the conference championship game, that's 92 minutes and 49 seconds of football. since that pass, they've thrown it 14
That's
times.
Just good coaching, isn't it? They had to take the ball out of Jimmy's hands in the game against the Vikings because the coach recognized that Jimmy wasn't on in that game. And then against the Packers, they just Kyle Shanahan just continued to stick with what was working.
Yes, it is good coaching, but it also tells you, I mean, from what I believe, and I've talked to other people, yes, it's good coaching, but unless we have to, we ain't putting it in that guy's hands.
Hmm.
And that's what I'm curious about on Super Bowl Sunday. Like, if they get into a situation, because they're not going to win, I don't believe, if because, look, Mahomes is going to get his, you know what I mean? I'm willing to concede them at least 28 points, maybe 30, against anybody they play. Because the best thing Mahomes does is play outside the X's and O's. There was a play on their first touchdown drive. I don't know if you guys remember, because they were struggling a little bit on offense. It was a third and long. It might have been a third and 10. And Mahomes sort of rolled out to his right and just flicked it about 15 yards down the field, and Tyreek came back and made the catch that kept the drive alive. It was honestly a ridiculous throw, but it's Patrick Mahomes. So we're like, oh, yeah, that's what he does. There's not another quarterback in the league that would make that throw, let alone think about making that throw. And so I think that Mahomes is going to get theirs. Like, the San Francisco 49ers defense, as good as they are, they struggled with Kyler Murray running around back there. They struggled two games against Russell Wilson. And Mahomes is going to move around, and he has better weapons. They're going to have to make Jimmy throw it.
Yeah.
And then I'm curious as to what's going to happen.
It's going to be great. Trey, we'll see you next week in Miami, okay?
Bring that Speedo and body wax, yeah. baby.
There you go.
Thanks, Trey.
Trey Wingo every morning, Golic and Wingo on ESPN 1000. I did hear today them talk to Mostert, and he was very good. He's a fan of their show as well. So, and he stopped here with the Bears briefly.
Yeah.
One of those
You're not going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, who, as Trey said, are going to get theirs by taking the ball out of your quarterback's hands.
Jimmy is capable of winning games, so we'll see.
I say, go back and look at the Saints game.
All right, a couple of things. What happens when one of our hosts on the air forgets where he is? We'll play that for you next. And also, is it code red time for C-Red? It's next.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi. Hi. Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Cap & Company. This is Chicago. Chicago Sport. Give me that tagline again. I forgot it.
It's fantastic. It's the end of the first segment this morning at Cap & Company. He was trying to say this is Chicago's home for sports. That's what he was trying to say. But he didn't know where
Welcome
he was.
Welcome to Minneapolis, home of the Minnesota Wild.
The Twin Cities, home for Tiddlywinks.
312-332-3776. This is Cap & Company. This is Chicago Sport. Give me that tagline again. I forgot it.
And they just left him hanging, too, didn't they?
Just too busy picking out his next tattoo.
You got to, yes. He should put the tagline on his other shoulder and look down at the tattoo.
He's something, man.
It is
tattoo yesterday.
Well, but the best part today was when Carmen brought up, on shot or no shot at 10:30 this morning, he said, no shot Derek Jeter is unanimous. But then when Carmen asked him during crosstalk, he said, yes, Derek Jeter will be unanimous. Or it was like the other way around. Whatever it was, he answered it one way an hour apart.
I thought I heard the clip, and I thought maybe it was like from weeks ago.
No.
Shot or no shot, his former teammate, Derek Jeter, will be on 100% of the ballots this year.
Yeah, I'm going to say shot. Derek Jeter should be.
Will Derek Jeter be the second person for the second straight year to get 100%?
I'm going to say no.
There's only, and 312-332-3776.
This is Cap & Company. This is Chicago Sport. Give me that tagline again. I forgot it.
I thought he was going to give up and just stop talking. I mean, and like, I say go bold or go home. Like, at least if you're going to do that and continue to change your opinion, go bold. Stick out your chest and show your tattoo and act like it's the first time you've ever said it. And I more power to him for rolling that way.
Is Derek Jeter going to get in unanimously, do you think?
I think he should. I think it's stupid to, like...
You're either a Hall of Famer or you're not.
Well, last year, look. Last year, we finally had Mariano Rivera. Was he the first to go unanimously?
Was he? Or was
he was the first ever to be unanimous.
And what was... Griff Jr. was before him... But wasn't unanimous.
Yeah, neither was Maddox, remember?
Right. Yeah, Griff. I think Griff set the record for the highest percentage.
Before Mariano Rivera. Isn't that wild? Because Mariano Rivera, you know, is closer.
Well, right.
Well, no, you know, it's just the stance is finally, I think the people who are electing now have become common sense. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why you shouldn't vote Derek Jeter. You shouldn't not vote for him and say, well, I wouldn't want to make him unanimous too if Tom Seaver and Greg Maddox and all these guys. Like, again, those were stupid years. Those were stupid years. I don't care what you say or what the strategy was.
We have
dog
years and we have stupid years.
Those were stupid baseball years. And you know what? Most baseball years are stupid years.
Yeah.
Because they're sanctimonious about something. And we'll see today because if Bonds gets in, if Clemens does get in, then does that open the door for all steroid users or alleged steroid users? Or do you have to be... only the very best steroid user. You know what I mean? Like, it's such a stupid, slippery slope where they're judging. And now if they do get Clemens in, well, wait, okay, now, I get it. I know Bonds, but Bonds would have been Hall of Famer before that, and I know he's got 762 and stuff, but he still would have been a Hall of Famer, so I'm going to say yes. You're either voting for steroid users or you're not.
So,
and if you are, you should let them all in. And if you not, if you don't, then you shouldn't vote for the best. It should be simple.
When is A-Rod available to go in?
2 years.
2 years.
I wonder if...
That's going to be an interesting one as well.
Because he was suspended.
Yes. Well, and this because he's so damn good.
Right.
Like, I mean, he's better. He's like significantly better than Derek Jeter.
Like, I think Sosa's got like 6'11 or 6'08 or somewhere in the low 600s. It was a slam dunk for any player who had over 600 home runs.
There's still, to this day, what, 10 guys or 8 guys that have it?
But we know he cheated. We know. Yeah. But he never... he still never was suspended in all this. Now, he did cork his bat. But again, I still think that you just can't vote for Bonds and then not vote for Sosa. He's either a Hall of Famer or he's not.
Yes, I'm with you. I would vote Derek Jeter in, but do you share my thought or do you despise my thought that he's a little overloved?
Who?
Derek Jeter.
I heard Cap try to tell me this. So no New York Yankees ever had 3,000 hits.
I did not know that.
All those moments that he's had in the postseason. Like, I heard Cap try to sell it. Well, what if he played for the Twins and didn't have those playoff moments? Well, I mean, that's part of the allure. I mean, I don't understand why we always try to make these weird postseason arguments. 1 minute, we're discrediting a guy because he's got a bad postseason resume. Now here you got a guy who rose to the occasion and won big, and now we're trying to discredit him for having great postseason?
I'm not discrediting him. There's a lot of people that are, you know, Derek Jeter's the greatest baseball player on the history of the planet.
Bandwagon. No, nobody says that.
There are a lot of people that are, you know.
People love him because, you know, he was integral. He was thought of as the captain of that Yankees team that won 5 World Series titles while he was playing. And, you know, he never had any steroids. Like, in some ways, it's the blowback of all the steroids eras that give Jeter some of the benefit because he's thought to be impeccable in that regard. And some people don't like the fact that he gets too much credit as how good of a defensive player was he.
Well, he wasn't. I mean,
a lot of the advanced metrics say, yes, he did not get to nearly as many balls as most shortstops
would. But listen, these are the semantical arguments we have when we talk about Hall of Fame.
But I think there's most people will tell you he is pretty. It's a clear cut case. He is a Hall of Famer. It's just he's not a great defensive shortstop. That's where people start to
look. I would think any Cubs Sox fan listening to us right now would love to have a player as overrated as Derek Jeter. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
You know, any one of our teams, if we could ever have a guy win that much. hit that much and then, quote, be perceived
as overrated. Was never won an MVP award? Is that correct?
Yes, you are correct.
Is he the Scottie Pippen of Major League Baseball players then? I mean, is he sort of the guy that where we say, well, what if Scottie didn't have Michael? You know what I mean? It wasn't necessarily a player that Derek Jeter had, but like I think you know how I feel about Scottie. Scottie was vital to everything Michael did and did well and everything the Bulls did. Like you can't come up with that sort of stuff. You can't penalize him for having Michael.
I think Pippen gets the underrated tag in a lot
do
of
you?
Ways. I do.
Yeah, I don't think Scottie Pippen is overrated.
There are a lot of people who used
those
to
people
maybe
are silly.
Back in the day.
Yeah, I don't like those people. I think
Scottie
he's
Pippen
underrated.
Was never an MVP.
True. But I don't think Scottie Pippen is, you know, is viewed on the same level as Derek Jeter in their respective sports.
Who is the most overrated, like, superstar Hall of Fame player in any sport that you can...
Ooh.
That when you go and you say,
yeah.
oh, and these...
Well, in the like, Hall of Fame, I mean, there are a couple... Like, Bob Greasy's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, some of those quarterbacks,
I mean, Bob,
right?
Bob, yeah, he was the quarter... I don't even think he was... He
wasn't
on
the
field
Bowl,
in the
right?
Super Bowl, right?
He was hurt. Was it Monroe or Moreau?
No. Who was
the Dolphins' backup at that time? I don't want to say
Kyle Orton.
No, it was
fine. Don't worry about it.
It was Rex Grossman. But that's a name. I mean, but I don't think he's overloved either. I think he's in the Hall of Fame. But Earl Morrill, is that who you're thinking?
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
Yeah, but I don't think that was it either, was it?
No, he saved, whatever. Yes, Earl Morrill. He saved okay. The Dolphins' 72 season, okay, according to Wikipedia.
There's a name where you go, really, is he in the really in the Hall of Fame? Is he in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. But it's always, I mean, if Waddle was having a discussion with me, Waddle was saying, it's really tough with these Hall of Famers. I go, what do you mean it's tough? And then he brought up Larry Walker, who's on the ballot today. That is, I think there are guys who you can always sort of say, that's a really good borderline name. But I think for the most part, when we come up with players, like, don't get cute. He, like, with the Jeter stuff and the perfect ballot, don't just not vote for him.
That's always
because you don't want him to be a Hall of Famer. It's yes or no, is he a Hall of Famer? And I don't care if you want to use strategy because you know he's going in,
right.
And therefore you want to use your vote on a guy whose ballot is up.
I've always, since I've been doing this since retirement from playing, that is probably my biggest sports gripe of all time, and it's not even close. That nobody had gone into the Baseball Hall of Fame unanimously until last year when Mariano Rivera went
yes.
in.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
It was all a fun moment on our show when we tried to come up with a poll question years ago for the Maddox year, trying to come up with a poll question that we could get 100% of our listeners to agree on. And we came up with, is money good? And it didn't.
People said no.
Some people
said
no.
And those people who voted no,
greed.
I'm still waiting for them to give me theirs.
It's greed changes people.
I'll take their money.
I don't even think it was the question of is money good. I think we asked, do you like money? We tried to make it even yes. more slanted.
Whatever
and
it was, and if you voted no, give me yours.
And then remember, Deadspin picked it up, and they said, oh, look at ESPN 1000 coming out with a silly poll question about asking people about money. But we were beyond our years. This was a social experiment that we were conducting.
We were ahead of our time.
Based in the sports landscape.
That's right.
On that no
you
one
can't
could
get
ever
anybody
agree.
Agree to anything.
Dave's in Midlothian. Hey, Dave, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. I was just intrigued as far as because you mentioned Scottie Pippen. I was wondering what you guys would rank him as. I know it's a loaded question, but what would you rank him as far as all-time greats? Would you put him in a top 30, top 50? What do you think?
It's really interesting, Dave, because in the 50-year anniversary of the NBA, he was in the top 50. Some people had problems with that. Now as the NBA ages and more players come on, where does he rank? I mean, you would really
know.
Have to dive in. And, like, say this player or that player. And a lot of things that Scottie did. So, Scottie, you talk about a guy ahead of his time. Like, all these guys now who are positionless basketball players. It's the entire sport went the way of Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen was really the first guy who could guard anybody and could handle the basketball as like a forward. And he wasn't, quote, a small forward. He could be the point forward. He could do this. He could do that. And that's the way that the entire sport went. So I don't know if you can really represent Scotty's value in pure numbers.
Yeah,
Bill Simmons had him ranked 24th all time in his book of basketball.
And I'd agree with that. I think he's just there are a lot of things he did that is immeasurable. Would you rather is next. Last call for your would you rather entries. Would you rather this or that? All the best ones coming up next.
Hey, this is Coach Mike Dick.
Greg Olson here.
This is Stacey Keith.
Hey, this is D. Rose.
What up? This is Ludacris.
Hello, this is Dick Enberg. Would you like to play a little? Would you rather? Oh, my.
That's right. Every Tuesday at about 4:30, it's time for Would You Rather. Your best either-or questions, you tweet us using the hashtag WS Would You Rather. Make them fun, make them creative, make us think. Can include prison in there, and Waddle will get all mad when we choose prison.
I just don't understand.
Yeah. The winner will get a $50 gift card to Grand and Western Liquors, located at the corner of
Grand and Western.
It is. And they're number one in beer, but they have everything. My guy, Alex, go into Grand and Western Liquors, ask for Alex. He's going to hook you up. Tell him you're a Waddle and Sylvie listener. They'll pass the savings along to you. Lots of free parking. It is absolutely glorious inside Grand and Western Liquors. Make sure you're stocked up for the Super Bowl coming up in less than 2 weeks here.
What would you rather do? Ride Coach Q's mustache statue or something else? I can't think of the other would you rather.
Well, that's not a good would you rather question. Then.
I know. I was
or
just
spend
freestyling.
The night in prison.
I'm going to ride the mustache. I'm not going to prison.
Who is the fourth on your Mount Rushmore? If the Chicago
Donnie Osmond.
No, Chicago coach Mount Rushmore. I'm going Halas 1.
Yeah, Phil 2,
Q 3, and like Boyle said, the fourth then.
Coach Ditka.
Is it Coach Ditka?
For me it is.
Well, I mean,
you can have your own Mount Rushmore. He's on mine.
So Coach is ahead of Madden and Ozzy.
Yes.
And are those the only ones?
Well, if you go back in time, I mean,
right?
I don't know who are the other guys. I mean, who do? When was the last time?
There weren't a bunch of championships.
I mean, when was?
You
got to
go really far back,
right? Like into the before 1900, right?
Right.
I mean, when was the last time the Cubs won the World Series? 1908,
right?
Okay,
before.
Prior to that, how many they went, and how many teams were in the league at that time?
Right.
Four,
exactly. Yeah, and how do
so
we...
So Coach is on there.
Yeah, all right, so that's the four then. It's easy.
Kind of slip Frank Chance on there for the 08 Cubs.
Sure.
Probably not.
He led the Cubs to the NL pennant in 06, 07, 08, and 1910.
That's pretty good. And then Theo fired him because he said the culture changed, and the Cubs got too happy.
And then they shut down his restaurant.
He brought in a young David Ross.
Chance's post. What do you have here for the Would You Rather entries, boys?
Well, gentlemen, we got a lot of tattoo ones. A lot of tattoo ones. Our guy, Danny in Schaumburg, Danny C., wants to know, would you rather get a tattoo on your arm that says live life all in or fart glitter every time you laugh?
I'm going to get the tattoo because as much as I want to fart glitter, I'm with you guys. That's a cleanup on aisle 11 problem. That is really not.
So
I mean,
you finally resigned yourself to that burping confetti.
Well, no.
Might
if you
be
choose,
better.
If I choose either, like, mm-hmm. I mean, I'd rather get a tattoo than fart glitter. I mean, farting glitter at a party would be phenomenal.
So that's just a one-time thing. You don't want to be stuck with every time you do fart that you fart glitter.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or every time that I burp up confetti. I put the tattoo on my arm and, you know, that's what it is.
We may have to restrict this one to Sylvie only because we already know where Waddle's going to go. But Dr. Josh wants to know, would you rather have Kyle Shanahan or Andy Reid coach the Bears? I'll let you answer too, Waddle.
This is really good because I know Waddle will say Shanahan is awesome in the way he calls plays.
Totally awesome.
He's awesome. It's football porn. Put a little music on in the background and watch him call plays.
Listen,
and it's run.
You put your hockey video on and do whatever you like to do naked. I'm watching Shanny call a game.
But I mean, Andy Reid knows how to develop a quarterback. Alex Smith was a bust until he made it to Andy Reid. Donovan McNabb had a really good career.
My guy's going to the Super Bowl, making sure his guy only threw 8 passes.
Ugh. Andy Reid's a Hall of Famer. I'm going to go with a Hall of Famer. I'm going Andy Reid.
I'm going to go with Kyle Shanahan because he's 40, and he's going to get there more than once.
So may Andy Reid.
Okay.
I'll see you 5, 10, 15 years from now. You have your Andy Reid.
Andy Reid's in the old folks' home.
You don't want to see me 5, 10, 15 years.
Well, you'll
I don't think so.
You'll have to come to me because I won't be.
Once we're done, we're never going to talk again. Or you're never going to want to
talk.
We'll
never hear from Waddle again.
He's going to be like, I talked to you.
I think we just saw a little insight.
Yeah.
We got a little insight in there, didn't we?
I think you, I believe now you have talked to me more than any other person in your life. Would you say when you add up the total hours? Because it's
I would say my wife. No, my wife still. Yeah, I've known my wife for 30 plus years.
I know, but you guys sit in silence for a lot of the time.
Sometimes.
We have to talk. I mean, that's the job.
Yeah. Listen, I don't have nearly as much animosity towards you as you do me, obviously.
That's not true.
So that's, you know, listen, you're welcome to come visit me in the old person home whenever you want.
Brian Berry, can I sneak one in, guys? Mm-hmm. He wants to know, would you rather have, this is good for you too, Meller, would you rather have Pat Mahomes as your quarterback, but you lose this year's Super Bowl, or have Jimmy Garoppolo as your quarterback, and he wins this year's Super Bowl? So you already know that it's one zip Garoppolo.
I'd take Mahomes.
You would still take Mahomes, even though tomorrow's never guaranteed.
I know, but listen.
You know, I feel like we're on the precipice. Look, things can change, but like, it's funny because I was thinking about this as you were saying it. Like, you know, he's in his third year, but he's only in his second year starting, and he's already got one MVP under his belt. And in the other year, he's obviously led them to the Super Bowl with two great, you know, playoff performances. I think we've only scratched the surface of what this guy's going to do. And I think in a lot of ways, the way we saw Peyton Manning kind of own the AFC for, you know, sure.
Well, he was better than Brady.
But exactly. But nevertheless, Peyton Manning, you knew what you were going to get every year, year in and year out. You had yourself set up for 11 to 12 wins. And I think unless Pat Mahomes has a counterpart like Manning did, we're very likely going to see him change.
Yes, you are.
Spit on the touchscreen. I apologize for that, boys.
Really?
So give me Mahomes. Yeah, that's what did that. Sorry.
Can you believe we got one of these today from Josh? He says, would you rather be caught committing murder or caught cheating on your wife?
I read that one. Of course, it's murder. No, I mean...
Really? What is Josh?
We get weird ones every week, and I appreciate Josh contributing, but I mean...
Is that Dr. Josh?
No, it's not Dr. Man. Josh. Brian wants to know, in his avatar, he is heavily tatted. Would like to know if you'd like to have Cap... Would you rather have Cap's face tatted on a rarely seen part of your body, mm-hmm. or Cap's tattoo that he has now on your neck?
I'll go Cap's face. Yeah. I don't want a neck tattoo.
I don't want Cap's face on my body.
I know, but you can cover it up.
Yeah, what do you... If I'm not showing it to anybody.
There's lots of parts of my body without ink that I despise, that but I cover
not,
it up.
That you're not going to readily show people.
Yeah, I don't flaunt.
But I want people to know that I live life all in.
Well, then get that tat.
Okay. Sold.
I said tat.
Would you rather extend Chris Bryant or Javier Baez?
It's good.
I think Chris Bryant's a better player. I think Javi Baez may be able to be signed to an extension for a cheaper price.
So you have more wiggle room?
Yes.
What if all things are equal? What if you've got $250 million?
I think you've already seen... Listen, Javi Baez is a much better defensive player, but I think we've seen Chris Bryant be a better offensive player consistently, right?
I got a 10-year, $250 million contract right here.
Who am I giving it to?
Right here.
I'm giving it to Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant.
I'm giving it to Chris Bryant. I just burped it out. Chris Bryant. And I don't think you're going to have the wild fluctuations that you get possibly with Javi. I know what Abdallah's going to say, all Javi all the time.
But I mean, is Chris Bryant healthy? Is he ever going to be healthy again? I'm leaning your way too, but I'm trying to talk my way through this one. Same contract, two players. It's like a game of steal the bacon. Remember steal the bacon? Do you ever play? And then who's going to grab it first? Who do you want to grab that first?
Get off my bacon.
I think we win. Did we create this question or was this submitted?
I don't know. It's awful silent behind the glass right now.
Oh, it was submitted. Someone submitted this question.
All right, give that guy the win.
There you go. I was just I was surprised that you mentioned that Andy Reid's only 61. I didn't realize he was that young.
Yeah,
still.
Mm-hmm.
He's thought old. He was a little older.
Remember,
than
he
that.
Was hired very young.
No, I know. I just had forgotten that.
And finally, DJ in Kansas City submits, and I would help. I would say he's going to Vegas, and he's placing a sizable wager based on your guys' vote. And I'm telling him, don't do this.
That's a bad decision.
Don't do this.
That's a bad decision.
Should he bet on the Bears to win the Super Bowl or the Cubs to win the World Series? Would you rather place a large
wager?
What are
the odds? What are the odds right now? I mean, are they even the same odds?
The Bears are
going to be much higher, I would imagine.
13 to 1,
I bet you the Cubs are in that neighborhood, too.
Yeah, I guess.
Are the Bears really that?
I would pick the Cubs.
Okay, we'll discuss this coming up. If you want to weigh in on any of them, 312-332-3776. We'll give you both teams' odds next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
Real busy day here. We're going to get to the Hall of Fame voting coming up at 5. And as soon as that's public, we're going to give it to you. The results as far we're going to give you. And then a lot of debate. Obviously, we'll see where Bonds and Clemens rank. Do you think they're going to get in?
No.
I think they are.
Really?
Yeah, am I crazy?
Mellor, do you think they're getting in?
I thought it was right around 75%.
Well, have you guys been monitoring from the ballots the ballots that have been made public?
Right, I thought they've been trending it right about, it's 75% to get in,
and
right?
It looks like both of them are hovering around 71-70%.
Oh.
So, but those are the ones that have been made public, so they could theoretically still have enough to get in.
Yeah, so we'll see with that, and we'll announce the class. We were having a debate, too, with the Bears and the Cubs, and would you rather? And then about, like, who would you rather place a bet on, someone asked. And I said, well, what are the odds? And I bet you the Cubs' odds to win it all right now are somewhat similar to the Bears. Am I wrong on this, guys? Did you look it
up? They're close. So the Bears are 40-1. The Cubs are 35-1.
Wow, the Bears are 40-1?
Yeah.
And the Cubs are 35-1.
I think the Cubs, actually, that's not a terrible bet.
I would take, you usually don't get the Cubs at, like, value odds. They could still win the division.
Yeah.
And then you get into the playoffs, and anything can happen. And you trust that Theo and Jed come, if they're in it at all, come, you know, the All-Star break or near the trade deadline.
They'll get the resources they need.
Yeah, they've never been afraid of making a move when it's
who's got the crazy dangling arm, the closer? I mean, is he?
Kimbrel?
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's significantly better this year.
The crazy dangling arm?
I mean, like last year he wasn't good.
Oh, no. And was that because he's older and overused?
Don't know. Was that
because he had no spring training?
That, you know what? Here's hoping for your sake that it was what's behind door number two.
I know. So, I would bet on the Cubs these days. And then we asked the question, one of the would-you-rather questions, and we sort of shaped it. Same contract, okay? This isn't about, well, maybe Javi would take less, so you'd rather sign Javi. I've got one contract. Let's just, for argument's sake, say it's 10 years, $250 million. I don't care if that's something that neither would say yes to.
Right.
$25 million a year, 10 years you're locking them up for. So into their mid to late 30s. One guy can take it. Who are you giving it to? They both want it. You giving it to Javi or you giving it to Bryant?
Again, this is another one of those conversations where it's, for me, it's not a vote against, it's a vote for someone, and I would choose Chris Bryant. I've seen him play at an MVP level. In fact, he won an MVP.
I know, but Javi wasn't Javi top three a couple years ago? Didn't Javi finish third or fourth
he
in
may
the
have.
MVP?
Chris was top one.
When Yelich won it?
Yeah, yes. No, wasn't he second?
Did he finish runner-up?
I thought he was.
Max is in Mount Prospect. Max, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, boys. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it. Waddle, Sylvie, I listen to you every single day.
Bless you.
Thank you, Max.
You guys are absolutely awesome. But let's get to Chris Bryant and Javi Baez. KB is awesome. Awesome. And I know it's a hot corner. How could you even think to, I mean, Javi Baez is the bomb. I mean, he is electrifying. He is out with the crowds. He is out just playing with customers, you know, fans.
He's playing with customers? Is that what you just said?
Well, I own a business, so I said customers.
Okay.
I mean, he's with fans. He's electric. He's got a street named after him.
He's got swag, I mean, is what you're trying to say, like Abdallah always says.
Correct. I mean, his defensive play, his offense might not be Chris Bryant. And I love Chris. Don't get me wrong. I hope and pray that the Cubs don't trade KB. But, I mean, oh, my gosh. Javi Baez? I mean, he is, oh, my God. I would build a team around him.
Sounds
and
like
I know
that
sounds
more.
Silly
yeah.
because people build teams around pitchers. But, oh, my God. I would, if I had to choose, and I hate to say this because I love KB, I bought one of those $500 hats at the 1914 Club. I have season tickets. I've had season tickets at Wrigley for, I'm going to take a guess, 25 years.
Wait a minute. I want to hold back up here. There's a hat that costs $500?
Oh, yeah. It was...
Is there gold in the hat?
I think they made 35 of them, and I got number 23. And you buy them in the 1914 Club.
It's got the NFL shield on
it. It was $500 even.
What does the hat say? Does it do any? Does it make you fly?
Well, no. It comes in a really nice box. And
do you wear it, or do you put it on like a mantle at home?
Oh no, it's in my office.
Okay, it's a collector's item. Yeah. I got you.
But it's made out of a jersey, and I think I just got it signed. And the reason I say I think is because I had to have a mediary try to get it done. I think I just finally got it signed by KB at the Cubs convention.
It may have been Waddle. Waddle just forged it.
I did. I'll sell you my belt for $800.
Well, you know, I don't want the belt.
Okay, I'm just... I was taking a shot. I was just looking for an $800.
I might want some of that fruit that you wash with the soap.
Definitely. I'll wash your plums, Max.
I mean, if I go to Whole Market...
Fresh Whole Market.
And I buy a bunch of plums and apples.
Bring them to the station. I'll wash them up nice.
You know, my son was actually at your station, and he was actually there a couple years ago.
Nice.
What was he doing?
Did he enjoy himself?
Pretty
friendly crew.
He thought that you guys were awesome. Hey, do you remember when you guys were playing around in the indoor football league at Rosemont Horizon?
Oh, boy, you're going way back.
Yeah.
That's the first year of the show.
Yeah.
Mascots.
Where the two of us both of us had heart attacks from running on that field.
I was there for that.
Look at you.
And if you remember, a big sponsor for that was CarStar.
Okay, was that your company?
The banners were all over the place, and so that's why I went, because I own a CarStar franchise.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I saw Sylvie's little hands.
Yeah, they're little, right? Yeah, yeah.
Hey, yeah, and Sylvie, you know, Tommy was throwing you passes, and you were running the wrong routes, my friend.
Oh, I ran the wrong route?
I don't think.
Yeah,
we were
well,
on opposite
you
teams,
didn't catch
weren't
a ball.
What are you having for happy hour today, Max?
Nothing yet.
All right.
But I know you guys like your wine, and yeah. I know that Tommy likes his scotch.
You betcha.
So what do you suggest? I got about 10 minutes, and then I got to make a decision.
I'd say you have a dirty martini right now.
Well, wait till you get vodka.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, vodka and some...
I wouldn't know.
Some juice. What? It's the olive juice. Right.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know. All right. Yeah. All right, Max. We gotta
take off. Thanks, Max.
You totally entertained us, though.
Hey, buddy. I gotta tell you guys, you're the best on radio.
Woo.
And Waddle, you're also the best on the post game with Mark Greco.
All right.
And
thank you, Max.
I've seen both you guys at Chicago Cutlass. Give them a shout out.
Yeah, let's do that, Max.
And I've seen you both there, but I've never bothered you. Because I just don't believe in that.
It's never
right,
well, a bother,
Max. Don't
Max.
Be
a, never.
Don't,
come on,
don't
be a stranger.
Right?
That's right.
Thank you, Max.
That was
fun.
But I'm not.
Do you think he hasn't partaken in a happy hour yet?
I don't know. Maybe he's just a fun guy. Yeah, he's just a fun guy. Look, I'm not spending money on swag. I'm spending money on, you know, results. So that's to get back to.
I thought it was one that you wear.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, the Hall of Fame votes will be in shortly, and we're going to tell you who's in and who's not. Will this open the door for steroid users? It's up in 2 minutes.